You're listening to the CallToCome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
One touch from the King, or a lifetime of intimacy. Why settle for less? Welcome to all members of the bridal company and to the word for today. Dr. Mike has been taking us over these past few days through part of our journey towards maturity, where we will be without spot and blemish. He reminded us that this will take us into the wilderness to be refined and tested, since what our groom experiences, we too must experience, as our compatibility develops and our image reflects him more and more. We have discovered that he desires intimacy with us, and as he lavishes his love upon us in that secret place, it ignites a hunger and a desire for him that nothing but complete oneness with him will satisfy. We too hunger for greater and richer intimacy with him. Dr. Mike, my colleague and dear brother and co-director of Call to Come, has been taking us on a wonderful journey. But we're on a journey with the Lord. And all the time we are journeying with him, he loves us and his love covers us, and his blood redeems and justifies and sanctifies us, so that although we are dark, we are lovely in his eyes. Song of Songs 1 verse 5. That desire for greater intimacy releases in us a revelation that it's in his presence and in his presence alone that his glory, power, and majesty are experienced by us. It's there that we feel complete and faithful. Yes, full of faith. It intensifies our sense of assurance and of our authority in him. For indeed, we understand then that we are seated in heavenly places with him. Ephesians 2 verse 6. And all exploits are possible. All obstacles disappear. And the mountains are removed into the sea. However, some people are content just to receive one touch from the King. And yet the bride is offered much more. It is true that one touch from the King changes everything, as Godfrey Birtle's song from the UK, a songwriter, says, but how about three nights of intimacy with the King? Wow. Would that satisfy your longing? Esther experienced that. And she reminds us that the bride is offered nothing less, and that she can even request, that is, the bride, typified by Esther, can request it. Esther did. Yes, she requested three nights with the King. For her, nothing less would satisfy. And for us, it's not restricted to three nights, but to a lifetime with him. You will remember how in this story, Esther is so focused on saving God's people that she lays down her own life willingly and risks everything. She says, "Go and assemble all the Jews who can be found in Susa and fast for me. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, day or night. I and my female servants will also fast in the same way. After that, I will go to the King, even if it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." But before she made her request for the King to intervene and save the Jewish people in his kingdom from Haman, the wicked plot, she asked the King, her lawful husband, to spend 3 nights with her alone. As each night they lavishly dined and then made love, By the end of the second night of intimacy, she had positioned herself to ask anything and to receive the promise from him, "I'll give you up to half of my kingdom." Esther 5, verse 3. And that's the point I want to make today. Esther positioned herself through her intimacy with the king. Likewise, the bride of Christ must also position herself, and she does this by the degree of intimacy she has with him. You know, in these days of instant this and instant that, when we so call success in ministry as it is reduced to following a motivational strategy or a training course, or we read books that come on the market cheapening the whole process of discipleship at any level, like 10 Ways to Be a Successful Pastor, we need to determine to stay in the secret place and accept his invitation to arise and come, my darling, even if it takes us into our wilderness experience, as Dr. Mike points out. There are no shortcuts. Intimacy is developed slowly in the crucible of obedience, sacrifice, worship, praise, and thanksgiving. It's an I must decrease and he must increase experience. And our success is measured by the degree of our adoration for him and intimacy with him. From this position, all anointing flows, and assignments of spiritual significance are recorded in heaven and are effective on earth. Do you just want a touch from the king? That's still about you and your need. 3 nights, or better still, a lifetime of intimacy with him really does change everything. God bless you all. Maranatha.